This is episode 14 of Don't Be a Scrub podcast. My name is Spider Carnage, aka Verbose Mute on Xbox Live. My interviewing partner is Mutton, aka Muttonhead01 on PSN and Xbox Live. So, I'll start off this episode by explaining what actually happened. Because originally, we interviewed Human Bomb for episode 13, and this was going to be our first Skype interview that we were going to do. And everything went fine, and the interview was actually really, really good. Unfortunately, during the interviewing process, or should I say post-interviewing process, when I actually went to check the audio, Martin and mine channel, or the audio channel, actually somehow, it either lagged or it stuffed up, and the audio is basically unusable. Martin did actually a fantastic job of being able to actually decode and do a transcript of the actual interview, because Bomb's channel was fine. It's just that our one actually stuffed up, which was really, really annoying. So technically, then we basically moved Akira to episode 13. We were going to re-record our audio only for the Bomb interview, but unfortunately a few things came along and that didn't happen. So in this episode 14, I'm going to play three audio files. The first audio file is going to be our episode 13 intro for the Human Bomb interview, where we're going to, you know, just do our usual thing where we talk about what's been happening in the community, and a few other things. And then I'm going to play part one of the Bomb interview of the salvageable audio content before the audio channels screwed up. The reason why we have two parts is because during the interview process, halfway, about three quarters of the way through, Bomb's computer crashed and we actually restarted. So we have a second part of the audio, which was once again salvageable, because it seems that the recording software, which I was using to record our Skype conversation, seems to have some sort of a threshold or something similar, because the interview is fine up until about 10 to 15 minutes into the interview. And then for some reason, our audio channel gets stuffed both times. I'm still actually not sure what exactly happened, but yeah, unfortunately, it's just bad luck, and we do apologize for the inconvenience. Now, the good thing is, Mutton was actually able to transcribe the entire podcast, because he actually has a fantastic memory. And like I said, unfortunately, the audio is unusable for a podcast format, but you could actually make enough of it to transcribe what we actually said. And we have all, and Bomb's audio channel was fine, so we actually have all of his answers. So the first file that I'm going to play is going to be the intro. So it's, hi everyone, this is episode 13 of Don't Be a Scrub podcast. My name is Spider Carnage, aka Verbose Mute on Xbox Live. My interviewing partner is Mutton, aka Muttonhead01 on PSN and Xbox Live.
Hi everybody.
And today we're actually in my room in the new recording studio, I suppose, or a recording studio.
Yes.
And we're doing the intro for episode 13, which is going to be Human Bomb.
Yes. Interview we've been chasing for a pretty long time.
About 6 months.
It was worth the journey up to Geelong.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. For once, you know how I feel when I go to Melbourne every time.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to sit on the coach.
Yeah.
No trains for you.
Yes.
So we've been away for quite a while. I suppose the reason why that has quite a number of reasons. I've moved house, one of the reasons. The other thing is that we're going to do a lot of, a lot of preparations for Shuttle to Showdown, fundraising, on what CCH has been running flat out, Deacon's been on as well.
Yep.
We both have full-time jobs now. Yep. How does it feel to work full-time?
The money's good. I can pay my rent now finally. Mm. But yeah, in terms of doing fighting game stuff, it's really put a
big dampener on
it. Yeah, like, you know, I get home at 6 or 7 and sit down. Actually, it's been good. Like, you know, us not doing anything for 2 months, it's kind of like refreshed me and reinvigorated me. Like the Boss Logic one took a lot out of me. So,
but the Boss Logic one, actually, shout out to Dave, by the way. He said he was really, really happy with it.
Yeah.
And he said that he had a lot of new followers and a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. Which was really surprising. I'm actually really glad we did that.
Yeah, we're not British.
No. Shout out to SRK.
Yeah.
I wish I was British.
Yes, I wish. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's been good. The break has been really good for me. I don't have to sit down at 7 and after a whole day of working on a computer, I sit down and
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the thing. It's
why can't, you know, robots exist and do my typing?
You slave over a, you know, over a hot keyboard for 7 hours at work, then come home for some more.
Yeah. But I mean, speaking about that, I mean, our future, in the future, we might not even be doing the transcripts anymore.
Yes. That is one of the things we needed to speak about, because Shuttle Showdown is coming up and there is a lot of international people coming down. And
if you transcribe all of them, it'll take way too long to put them all out.
Almost, I reckon about a year.
Yeah.
27 interviews, say everyone goes for at least half an hour.
Yeah, I'll still be typing in 2012.
Yeah, before the rapture.
Yeah, that's right. Damn it. Gotta get it out before the rapture.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
No, but it's that, and the other thing is, this way we can actually, we're going to be doing something a little bit different at Shuttle Showdown as well. We're going to try to do video interviews.
We'll see how that turns out. We got Kevin, aka Burnout, to be our cameraman. Shout-outs to Burnout, who's been a pretty good, like, really awesome new addition to the community as well. Like, he's been, like, the new video guy, and a lot of Bugs and Ali to kind of have a bit of a break as well.
Yeah, definitely. And he's actually really, really good at Marvel as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And his brother, Alien? Alien? Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, the guy who never says anything but bodies people.
Yeah, see, it's the same thing we were talking about in the bomb interview. Like, people come from Japan and Korea and Hong Kong and body the shit out of Australia. And, like, Mike from Singapore as well.
Oh, yeah, Singapore Mike.
So what's my excuse?
I don't know. What the hell's my excuse? I've been playing for, what, 19 years and I still suck.
So more on to the next topic.
Yeah, we got OHN just finished. Yep.
Bomb won Super Street Fighter 4.
Yep.
With Sakura and Ryu.
Mm.
And yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Definitely. And no surprises, really. Queensland came down and bodied everyone.
Yeah.
Top three went to Queensland. Then Ace came four. And then I'm not sure who came fifth. It was another Sydney player and then another Queensland player.
And Tom was playing what, Wolverine, Magneto, and Amy?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you know, that's what Queensland's known for, Marvel. I'm really, really looking forward to Shadowloo Showdown. We're actually going to have everybody in one spot. And it's going to be really interesting because finally Australia's best Marvel players are going to be all in the one spot. And we also have Team Hori coming down, which is going to be interesting.
But to be honest, like, I'm not that optimistic. I think that Melbourne scene hasn't really taken to Marvel that much. Like, only a few top players.
Somniac, Toxie, Kyle the Guile, Toxie.
Yeah. I mean, of the top players on Street Fighter 4, so it's probably only Somniac, Toxie, Carnage, and that's it.
Right? Carnage doesn't really play Marvel that much.
Yeah, he told me at CCH that he's starting to pick it up again. He's liking it a lot more because he's playing Magneto now. See, that eventually everyone will play Wolverine, Magneto, and Akuma or Dante.
Oh my god, that's going to be a nightmare to block.
Yeah, so he pretty much said that, you know, he was playing Wolverine like pretty much the same way as X-Men was supposed So now I think he's going to make an effort to learn the game.
Actually play.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than those three, like, you know, like Heavy Weapon, Saul, Neruga, they're all not playing the game, so...
Well, Neruga said that he wants to concentrate on AE, which is fair enough.
Fair enough,
Saul said that he's playing Ali Marvel, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I think he also wants to concentrate. And Heavy said that he's actually going to probably try to pick up Marvel after Shadowless Showdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said that... look, he's going to start actually trying to play it.
All right.
And I think a lot of the top Melbourne players, or in general, Street Fighter players, really want to do well at Shadowless Showdown.
That is true. That's fair enough.
And I think that's one of the reasons why they haven't been playing as much.
And I guess Melbourne is like an arcade city, and like Marvel's not out in arcade, and it sucks online, and that's why
really badly.
That's why a big reason why it's not really caught on as well. I mean, there's a lot of casual players. Don't get me wrong, like
Couch
Warriors and whatever. Oh, but
you and me.
but I don't think we have a solid top eight.
Definitely not. I don't think Australia has really a solid top eight.
Well, maybe if you grab the Queensland guys and the Melbourne guys and the best from Sydney.
We could definitely have the top. I mean, basically, in addition to the top six, top eight, let's just say the top six from OHN, we could probably add definitely Toxie to that list. Definitely add Kyle to that list. I think Kyle's really strong. And Somniac, and I think that's about
it, really.
But there's only spot for one turtle on the team, so probably.
No, but Somniac doesn't turtle in Marvel. That's the thing.
That's true.
Very rarely does he turtle. I mean, he plays Wesker, Dormammu, Doom. Not really a turtle-ish team. Well, all right, Dormammu is, but his Wesker is quite aggressive.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's going to be, yeah. I don't know, Marvel's still up in the air, really. Yeah. This game's only been out for, what, 2 months?
Feels longer than that.
It does feel longer, but it is Marvel. We've got another 10 years of this shit.
I feel tired of Marvel. It's like, each need like 5 years.
See that? See, when I get a bad beatdown in Marvel, it just makes me want to play it more.
Really?
Yeah.
It makes me want to kill myself.
I played against Geese, and I lost 20-1 in one set, 16-0 in another set. I played against a few other, I think one of the Canberra guys who plays Marvel, he beat me down something like 17-0 with a Phoenix team.
But I know.
And I know, because I don't really play Marvel, but I enjoy, even losing in Marvel makes me want to play better so I can actually sit down and study and figure out why I'm losing. So it's, in Street Fighter, I know why I'm losing and it just frustrates me because, I don't know, it just does.
All right,
but in Marvel, I like the system because when I lose, I still feel like that I can actually still win. In Street Fighter, it comes to a point where I feel like I can't win.
All right. Well, it's opposite for me. I feel that maybe it's just because I suck, but I feel that the more I study and the more I practice, it doesn't really pay off. I still lose pretty heavily to everyone I play.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe I'm not playing the right team for my style. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
But I mean, the other day I went back to my old Wolverine team and it just felt so much more fun because I didn't have to think, I didn't work hard, just do all the...
So why didn't you just play that team?
I don't know, yeah. Maybe
you like She-Hulk's rap?
Yeah, that's a major reason why I'm playing that team.
I'd really like to play She-Hulk as well.
Yeah. She-Hulk's fun. She-Hulk's fun, but...
That Fantastic Four outfit definitely... where it's at.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Too much after Ryu in SF4, I've got to pick Rex.
Well, that's the other thing is when I play Super Turbo and then I go to play Marvel, I have basically almost very little adjustment time. But if I play Marvel or Super Turbo and then go to Street Fighter 4, it feels like I'm playing underwater. Right. I guess that's another reason why I like Marvel is it just feels more natural to me because it's a lot faster paced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, speaking of Marvel, Toxie is actually currently in the States. Getting ready for Revelations.
Yep.
And we've watched a couple of streams of him on, and he actually seems to be doing really, really well.
Yep. It's awesome to watch him on the stream and sit next to Vae. And
Yeah.
Man, in his white polo shirt.
And the usual Toxies, the blue striped and the white polos.
Yeah. It's awesome. And he got, I mean, to get top 5 in SF4, you know, like...
And winning the night fights, yeah.
Coming straight off the plane is something pretty damn good. I mean, I kind of expected him to do well because I'm not sure if America has a Kuma practice or matchup knowledge, but I mean, he lost to Vae, which is, you know, Vae.
He lost to basically two players that made the top 32 at Evo. He lost to Online Tony, and he lost to Alex Vae.
Yeah.
Which is definitely not a bad trait at all.
Yeah. And he got top 5 last week in Marvel, right?
Yes, he got top 5 in Marvel and impressive. He did quite well. And remember, last week he was actually also playing on the hitbox as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting because he said that he was going to play the hitbox with Ryu. And he played actually Ryu against Online Tony and came close, but Online Tony aged him out again. The other thing is, I don't think we have that many Seth players in Australia.
We don't really.
We have Crazy Free Rider.
But he's in Sydney.
And he's in Sydney. And that's pretty much it. Where are all the Seth players?
Well,
Jaquan.
Jaquan plays in, but
he's not his main. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, I mean, it's exciting to see Doxie there. And another big thing that we're going to be doing is that next week, we're going to be having a Deakin right after Couch Warriors. We're going to have Saturday and Sunday at Deakin. So that all of us are going to sleep over there and watch the Revelation stream at 3 a.m. Australian time. And
is it 3 a.m.?
Is it 3 a.m.?
I think it's 2 a.m.
Oh, it's 2 a.m. Okay, sorry.
Possibly. Because UFG T7 started at midnight, and that's East Coast in Chicago. And I think LA is 2 or 3 hours behind.
Ah, okay.
So it's either going to be 2 a.m. or 3 a.m.
So, yeah, but that's still going to be cool that all of us are going to be sitting there cheering on Toxie.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's just hope he gets on the stream.
I'm sure he'll get on the stream because, like, you know, like, what's better on the stream than to blow up some international?
Yeah, random international.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's going to be on the stream for sure. But, yeah, that's going to be something fun.
Yeah, and I had a few other reports as well saying that he's been playing against Andy OCR and a couple of the other guys and is actually doing really well against them in AE as well. So, yeah, it's actually really, really good. I'm really, really glad that he got this opportunity.
Yeah, it's like exactly what we were talking about in the Toxy interview. Like, we were hoping that his sponsorship would get him a chance to travel. And it turns out, like, it's not really because of that, but yeah, at least he's still traveling.
Yeah.
That's great. Good. Yeah. He's going to come back and be Super Saiyan Toxy or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Super Saiyan level 2.
Yeah.
The new Gohan moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the other thing, a couple of other things I've been having in the community, Bugs' new stream has been going on, a couple of things. I'm really glad that we've got this back again. I think it's actually a great place for everybody, usually on Sunday nights, to come. And the entire Australian community has actually been coming to it, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
most of the regular players. I hope it continues. And it's really good. Actually, I was thinking of doing some streaming of my own because actually I have a fairly good internet connection now. Yeah, and shout outs to Bugs. He's actually put in a lot of work to
get this going. One of the hardest working members in the community.
Definitely.
Equivalent of Team Spooky, the one man stream crew.
Pretty much. I mean, basically, when Bugs is not doing things for streams, he's basically chopping video for Couch Warriors. When he's not doing that, he's bringing setups and coming to almost every event in Melbourne.
It takes a lot of work, man, to edit and chop out video and render it and put it up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and. Not to
mention that he's online playing against us while he's doing it as well. So
shout out to Bugs. And him and you will be going to Evo this year. So
definitely.
You're just going to have fun there.
Yeah, and I'll be trying to keep up everybody up to date. I'm actually thinking of creating a Twitter account. Unfortunately, I read the Evo rules and they're saying that I'm actually not allowed to post up match footage.
Oh, all right.
But I'll see if I can get around that.
Do you think like when Spooky and Bugs meet in person, they like give each other like, I see you, and they walk past each other without saying a word?
Yeah, it's just going to be the death stare.
Yeah, the death stare. Like, nah, shout outs to Team Spooky. They're awesome.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So Shadow Showdown is coming out next, and it's going to be
3 weeks' time.
Yep. We have a lot of work to do, but it's going to be fantastic. How many people have we? We have like 28 people, right?
About 28 international
people. You want to quickly rattle through the list? We have Original Tree, Mago, Duty God, Gamer B, Tokido, Choco Blanca, Momochi, Kendevu,
KSK,
Bunko, Player Jun, T-Sry, the Blanca,
the
Bashi Zangief, Makoto, the Vega player. We have Bunko, as I said before. Mike Rocks and Glutex.
Team Hori.
Team Hori, which is Sako and the OCR, Tatsu and Warrock. And we've got Game Out. We've got, isn't there a Saga player coming? RF?
RF is a Balrog player, isn't it?
RF. Yeah, yeah. And R is also coming. And who else is coming?
The Beast.
Haitani is coming.
Haitani.
Oh, not the. Are we allowed to say that? Yeah, by the time it's out, yeah, people.
I'm not sure. Is he?
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, okay, so he's coming.
We weren't allowed to say it, but I think by the time this comes out, like, it'll be officially announced that he's coming.
Well, if not, we'll just edit it out.
Yeah, alright. And The Beast is coming, and who else is coming?
I think that's.
We have 27, Markman.
Oh, don't forget the Third Strike players.
Oh, yeah, MOV, Dashiken.
Yeah.
And
Markman's coming out. I heard even rumors of potentially Seth Killian coming
out. That would be awesome.
Yeah, definitely want to talk to SK.
And now Bombers told us that 3 Hong Kong players.
Yeah, definitely. Basically, these are all the people that we definitely know that are coming. Now, there might be actually even
Uriel.
More. Oh, yeah, Uriel. Yeah.
Oh, God. So many names, man. I can't remember off my head.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. It's going
to
be...
They're going to be here for quite a while as well.
So that means I have to go to the fucking zoo 4 times in a row.
I don't think we're doing a zoo trip this time, right?
They want to go to the zoo again. I'm not sure the Original Tree want to go to the zoo again, but the rest of the Japanese guys want to go to the zoo. My God, I don't want to fucking go to the zoo.
Well, all I'm going to say is, for those who don't know, last year, basically, we had 2 zoo trips. And they loved it, so...
Yeah, us, not so much. You're like...
Well, I haven't been to the zoo in about 20 years, so I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was fun. I don't think if I want to go again, though.
We went at a thimble time and, like, you know, all the animals were sleeping.
Yeah.
Tokido wanted to see the elephant, and all we saw was the elephant banging on the door, wanting to go inside and sleep.
Thimble elephant.
All the lions were, like, sleeping.
Yeah.
And snoring. Like, oh my god.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hey, look, we got to know Gamerby and Margo really well. Mm. So,
yeah.
It was definitely good.
It was awesome. Yeah.
And so, I don't know about 20 people going to the zoo, though. That's going to be interesting.
How are we
going
to transport all those Japanese people around?
We're going to have multiple cars.
Really?
I don't know. We'll figure. I'm sure the Shadaloo guys need
a tour bus that says Shadaloo on the side.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
fucking Adi's going to drive it and yell at all those dudes that cut into his lane.
Yeah. They have to have a picture of a bison on the side.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Damn, we're going to. Yeah, it's going to be impossible logistical.
Yeah, it's gonna be a logistical nightmare, basically.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Oh, it's. I think it's gonna be fun. Yeah. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
And things are just gonna go on the fly as they always do.
Who are you looking forward to watching? Or watching.
I'm actually most looking forward to Micross and Gutex.
Oh, because you're a big fan of Micross and Gutex.
Predominantly, I really like what Gutex has been trying to do with the Street Fighter community ever since. Well, basically, even during the Dr. Sub-Zero days, I think he's really, I'd almost call him a visionary to a certain point where he's trying to grow this community, not just from a player perspective, but also from a business perspective.
He calls it the hustle.
Well, the hustle, but also what with the Street Fighter podcast, with the Dungeon Arcade podcasts, the cross-counter stuff, all those sorts of things, the bar fights, you know, let's not forget about those things. There's a lot of things that he's done, and I really just like to sit down and have a chat with him. It would be awesome.
I think him and Mike Ross are really good ambassadors for the scene.
Yeah, definitely. They're almost like the Michael Jordan of the 90s.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, Michael Jordan, I mean, they have charisma and they're good looking.
Yeah.
So good.
Obviously, they don't make as much cash
very
as Jordan
good
did.
Sorry, I'm being homo, but yeah.
Yes, well, you do love Mike Ross. Yeah, that, and out of the Japanese players, I'm actually really looking forward to seeing Margo again. I really like speaking to him. Margo, Tokido, definitely. Endgame would be the original three. Mm. And, I don't know, because I didn't go to EVO APAC, I guess Dago as well. Mm. I missed out on that last.
You'll get to see his perm in person.
Yeah. I wonder how tall he is.
He's about my height, a little shorter.
What, really? Because
he
looks a hell of a lot taller.
He looks taller on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay.
They all look taller on the stream.
Sorry, Tokido, but...
Yeah.
Daigo's tall compared to Tokido.
Yeah.
So, he looks tall in the stream. That's why he's standing next to
Tokido. Yeah. Well, the other thing, actually, speaking of, Shadow Shadow and we have AE coming out in a couple of days' time, as when we recorded this.
Mm.
It's going to be interesting. I think Japan's going to dominate EVO this year because AE is coming out so late. In 2 months, I mean, look, let's be realistic. They have some of the biggest player base in the world. They've had the game actively played for six to nine months or something.
Yeah.
US is not going to be able to make up that time. US top players do have access to AE, but it's a different kettle of fish, really. And I think this year definitely going to be dominated by the Japanese. But the real question is, Daigo's call out to Marvel.
Yes.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Something which Daigo has played other games before. He's not just a Capcom dude.
Mm.
Did
you see the troll face picture that was on SRK? That was so hilarious.
No. But I will say one thing, though. Filipino Champ kind of pointed something interesting about
that video.
Yeah,
there was a dead Phoenix on his team every single
time. Yeah. So what does that tell us?
Yeah, he's trolling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That, and the other thing is also there was a half an hour footage of Margo and Tokido playing.
So what do you personally think of that?
Personally, I think I can actually take Margo and Marvel. Tokido is probably going to be a hell of a lot more of a challenge.
You know what? Kyle Guile told me that he thinks he can take Daigo in the Marvel Money match.
I don't know about that.
To which I applaud his confidence, but like...
Mm.
I don't know. Is there something about Marvel that makes you think that you can... have a chance of beating anyone?
You do have a chance. I think you get against... it's Marvel. That's the thing. The X-Factor, comeback factor is... It's something which sort of gives you a chance at almost any game to come back and win. But the thing is, from the actual gameplay of watching Margo play, I don't think they've sort of simulated to the Marvel mentality yet. It looks like he's trying to play a lot more Street Fighter-ish.
But Tokido is good at... I guess
Tokido's, I said, is a different thing.
I guess Tokido is like a multiple game player.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Margo is like a pretty... has a pretty concentrated
focus. Well, as far as I know, Margo's played predominantly King of the Fighters, CVS2, and they're more traditional fighting games.
Yeah.
Besides Rival Schools, but even Rival Schools is very traditional fighting.
Yeah.
So Marvel is one of those games where you gotta think outside the box a bit.
Yeah.
Plus, there's the zoning and the footsies are very different in Marvel compared to traditional fighters.
Mm. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely want to play Margo in Marvel.
But
if I get blown up, I get blown up.
And the other interesting thing to note to me is that, you know how EVO used to be like a culmination of the entire year? It's still the biggest tournament in the world.
Yeah,
but like after EVO, it's like the off-season and things kind of die down. But no, last year, like after EVO, it didn't seem like things died down. It seemed like EVO...
We had another three months.
Yeah, it seemed like EVO kicked things off and then you had SCR and NCR and all that stuff. And like it seemed that...
Season's beating five.
Yeah, and I think this year is going to be the same. It's like EVO will still be the biggest tournament in the world, but it's going to be like... I don't know, it won't be like the game 7 of the playoffs, it's going to be like game 2.
No, yeah, basically, well that, and it's more of, we basically have the lead up to EVO, then we have EVO, and then we have like 3 or 4 more other huge national tournaments.
Like when EVO last year just happened, like Super was still relatively new, and then like Daigo won it, right? So like if it happened in 2009, like Daigo won EVO, like he was the best at worldwide in SF4 or whatever. But then in last year, he won EVO, and after that he lost in NCR. SCR. And it seemed that, you know, like the title of the world's best no longer, like, if you want EVO...
revolves around EVO.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I think it's just sort of extended it, that's all. It's just a natural progression. It's like the... It's similar to, like, the AFL's home and away season changed from the 90s to like, it is now. And I think that's basically what it is. I mean, traditionally, EVO was always the end... It was sort of like the end of the fighting game thing, but and Ski Sonic was talking about this in one of his random podcasts that he was on. He basically said that you basically have the build up to EVO, and then you have EVO, and then it's done. Yeah. Everybody goes back to what they usually do for 2 months, and then you know you start up again. But now it's different.
It's different. It's really different.
And but they also have more games to play as well.
That is true.
We've got MK9, we got Marvel, we got AE coming out. And then all the 3D fighters games, like Tekken's got a new game, Street Fighter vs. Tekken, Tekken vs. Street Fighter, the new DOA game, the new Soul Calibur game, which will be in production. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's just sort of naturally progressing. Plus, the scene is bigger now as well. So, not everybody can make it to EVO. Not everybody can make it, like, you have the East Coast and the West Coast.
That's true.
You know, East Coast and West Coast tournaments, like Yipes and all those guys don't usually go to SCR, for example. Not all the guys from, you know, California and the West Coast go to the East Coast tournaments. So I think that's why it's just everybody wants to play everyone a little bit more.
Yeah. And times are changing.
Yeah, definitely. They're changing for the better.
Hopefully.
I mean, hell, now we basically get Fighting Game Thursdays in Australia with Spooky starting things off on the East Coast when there's a guard crush on. You basically can tune in it from, what, 3, 4 a.m.?
So much things to watch now. I come home and, like, I don't have enough time to watch.
I watch it at work.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Yeah. Basically, I start off on when God Crush is on, I start off at from 8 a.m. in the morning. I watch Spooky till about 2 p.m. And then I basically switch over. Yeah. And then I basically switch over to Wednesday Night Fights, which carries me all the way till I get home. And then some. So it's basically like an entire day of just streams. It's really interesting as well because the streaming tech is really for the future.
So who's your favorite commentator right now?
For Marvel, definitely Yipes, hands down. Hands down, Yipes, man. At the last God Crush 16, when Novell Brown and Smooth Viper played, the excitement on that man's face is fucking priceless. He truly loves the scene and he truly loves the game.
Yeah.
Absolutely priceless.
Yipes is awesome.
Yeah. For Super, I really like James Chen.
But he's a Laker fan.
Yeah, that's a conflict with you. But then, yeah, I like the Spurs and the...
Yeah, I like James Chen, yeah.
Yeah, I like James Chen. Ultra David is interesting. I think the combination of Ultra David and James Chen works really, really well.
You think so?
I think it does.
I think Ultra David will work like, I'm not knocking them. I think they're a really good commentating team. But I think Ultra David's like the, he's the straight guy, right?
Mm.
So I think you need to pair him with like a hype guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be my personal ideal pairing, like pair Ultra David with somebody. But yeah. Or Seth Killian and anybody.
Oh, Seth Killian.
Adam Tesla.
Yes. It's all tied up.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get out of that. It's all time. It's like, no, it isn't.
Who do you think we'll get as a guest commentator at this year's Evo final?
I hope it's not so. I think they should just have Seth Killian and then either James Chan, Ski Sonic is one of my other favorite
commentators. Yeah, I really like Ski Sonic.
Anybody who can do blow-by-blow commentary on Marvel 2 and Marvel 3 and blows out his voice every Evo, you know, has respect in my book. I think he's really, really solid. He really knows. And he's the type of hype guy. And he works really, really well. I also like Spooky as well.
Yeah, Spooky's pretty good. Yeah. I like his accent.
Yeah. It's the Brooklyn accent.
The raw accent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that about wraps it up, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, basically, this is the long-awaited, well, at least for me and Martin, the long-awaited Human Bomb episode.
Yeah.
We've rambled on for quite a while. And, yeah, we hope you enjoyed the interview.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, that was the intro part for Don't Be a Scrub episode 13. Technically, this is episode 14, Human Bomb. So now we're going to play part one of the actual interview.
Today, we are in, well, actually my bedroom.
The fourth studio.
Yeah, the fourth studio.
Yeah.
My bedroom. And we have a
very special guest.
A very special guest with us today. A man we actually wanted to interview since the last Shadowloo Showdown.
Yeah.
But... well, with all the moving and everything else, we just haven't gotten around to it. And it's Mr. Human Bomb.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hey.
How you doing, Johnny?
So, do you actually prefer Human Bomb or do you prefer Johnny?
It doesn't matter. It's
okay.
Up to you.
So, what do your friends call you?
Johnny.
Just Johnny?
Yeah. The Destroyer.
The Destroyer.
Just Johnny. Yeah.
I thought the people in Sydney call you Sifu or something.
Not really. I don't teach people to play.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's cool. All right. So when did you start playing fighting games?
Probably since Street Fighter 1.
Street Fighter 1? Ooh, wow.
Wow.
So about what, 1987?
I don't know. Because I just followed my brother to arcade in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take runs from him. Because in Hong Kong, you need to give second round, so you need to lose.
You give mercy rounds?
Yeah, mercy round, yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, Australia used to be like that as well.
Yeah, but,
Well, that was. Back in the early days, in the 90s, basically, if you destroyed the opponent in the first round, you would always give him a mercy round and try to teach him something.
Yeah.
And then basically in the third round, you know, you just both play it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting.
That's when I started to play.
How old were you back then?
I don't know, probably 8 or 9.
8 or 9 years old. So you're like 29 now, right? So
yeah,
you've been So you've been playing for 20 years or more.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So when was the first time that you could beat your brother?
I think it's on PC Engine. The first Street Fighter 1. Yeah, we just play around. Doing fireball, Shoryu again.
It's actually surprising. Not too many people actually know what a PC Engine is.
Yeah.
It's a really old console. Yeah.
So when do you actually start, like, you know, like being able to play properly, like do combos and, you know, zone, that sort of thing? Like, was it Street Fighter 2 or even in Street Fighter 1 you were like, already called it?
I didn't play much Street Fighter 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe the Neo Geo games like Fatal Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably where I really started to do combos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And after that is King of Fighters.
Yeah, because you used to play King of the Fighters.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your King of the Fighters history?
Yeah, I started around the first one, King of Fighters 94.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then I used to, after school, I just go to Galaxy World and play.
Oh, okay. So who was your team in King of the Fighters 94? Or in any of them, actually?
I can use, like, every team already.
Oh.
My main one is the Japan team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Benimaru, Kyo, and what's the
Diamond.
Grappler dude?
Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond. Yeah.
Oh, he's cheap. Diamond in 98 is fucking cheap. I'm sorry, he is.
Yeah, it's always good.
What's your favorite fighting game of all time?
I like Darkstalker as well, but I'm not good I'm not good at that game.
Okay.
Yeah. I really play some basic stuff only.
So when do you start playing in tournaments and that sort of thing? Like, in Hong Kong, was it? Or in when you came back to Australia?
I think my first tournament is in Chinatown.
Oh, in Sydney?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's King of Fighters 94 or 95.
Mm-hmm.
On Neo Geo console.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, on the AES.
So how did you do? Did you do well?
Yeah, I win.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
The price is the machine, I think. The CD version of the...
Oh, the AES, right. It's a CD, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. That's interesting. So your first tournament, you won.
Yeah.
God damn it. Why is it all the great players, you know, whenever they go to the first tournament, like Justin Wong, finishes either like third or second.
Yeah.
My first tournament, I came dead last.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I suck.
But yeah. So so where does the name Human Bomb come from?
Oh. I used to know a Japanese friend. He used to study here.
Mm.
And we're just really good friends. And then one day he said human bomb in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it sounds really cool.
Mm.
So from that point, I used the human bomb since.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty interesting story.
Yeah.
So your first tournament you entered under human bomb already?
No. Just joining. Because they didn't ask any nicknames and stuff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and when you moved to Australia, that sort of thing. Like, you're from Hong Kong, right?
Yeah,
so,
Hong Kong, yeah.
So, you're born in Hong Kong?
Yeah, born in Hong Kong.
So
I came to Australia when 13, 14 years old. So, I think it's 93, 94.
Right.
Yeah.
I beat you to a punch. I moved to Australia in 92. Yeah, 9 years old.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, do you go back to Hong Kong frequently to see your family? Or?
Not that much. but I'm planning to go back probably this year, yeah.
So when you go back, do you like go to arcades and see what the scene is like and things like that?
Yeah, but not as much as in Australia though.
Okay, so what do you think of the scene in Hong Kong? Is it really good and how many players do they have? That sort of thing?
For Street Fighter? Or?
Yeah. For all games in Hong Kong.
The most popular one is still King of Fighters.
Oh
really?
Interesting.
Yeah, they love that game. I think 1 year ago, the top Hong Kong King of Fighter player win the tournament in Taiwan, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he beat some really good players.
Right. That's kind of interesting because I thought that Hong Kong would have a Tekken scene as well.
Yeah,
really heavy Tekken scene because Tekken seems to be really popular
in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, what's the Tekken and the Street Fighter scene like over in Hong Kong?
Street Fighter probably 100 players.
That's really good.
Yeah,
but top one, their mid level is really good.
Uh-huh.
And the top one probably 5 or 6. I want my level.
Around your level. Yeah. So there's like 5 or 6 human bombs in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right.
I'm not sure about Tekken.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not too sure.
How long have you been the best player in Sydney? And who was your predecessor?
Like who was human bomb before human bomb?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone.
So now we're going to play part 2 of the Human Bomb interview. Then we're going to come back and I'm going to wrap up the show on the usual.
Okay, back.
Oh, hi. What happened?
Sorry about that.
My computer exploded.
Oh, your computer exploded.
Yeah.
That's
all right. So where were we?
We were just asking about the future of the Sydney scene.
Yeah. So what would you like to see the future of the Sydney scene?
I think they're already starting to find a new place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw on the forum today, there's a post saying the venue at OHN, the same venue.
Oh, okay.
Try to host console sessions. Mm-hmm.
Or like the arcade edition launch, right?
The launch party. Yeah,
oh, awesome.
That sounds pretty good.
And I mean, there's also like the retirement of people like is like, sorry, the original guys of OHN, or was it
Ziggy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who's stepping up to replace them?
Spencer and
Kamogo.
Kamogo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Free Mogo.
that's what I call him.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So I mean, so who's gonna be your successor? Who do you anoint? Who do you anoint as the future human bomb?
Have you seen OHN, the video?
Yes,
I've seen. That's a very long call. Free Ripley.
Oh, so you like him?
I might teach him a bit.
Okay.
So you are gonna be Sifu.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. Speaking of Akuma, where do you get your Akuma practice?
Mm.
Akuma?
Yeah, like
don't have any. The best is Kamago, but we only got him. We got no one else in Sing using Akuma.
Mm. So how do you? I don't know. Yeah.
So how do you beat Toxidown so easily then?
Not easily. He's always
close. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah. So if you don't have anybody to play Akuma against or practice against the Akuma, where did you get all the Akuma experience and the matchup knowledge?
Just watch video.
Mm-hmm.
That's a video of Daigo versus Tokido.
Oh, the 100 matches?
The 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch all the matches?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Wow.
Sometimes
wow.
After you watch, you can't remember
mm-hmm.
that much.
Mm-hmm.
Just need to watch slowly.
So, do you think that watching videos is like an essential part of leveling up your game, or do you think that it's better to learn by yourself?
You always have to watch the top player.
Mm. Fair enough.
Because you can see what can you punish, what can you do.
Mm. And what they do in specific situations and whatnot.
So did you watch the Air Ryu DVD? Or you know everything already from there?
Oh yeah, I watched it only probably 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So what do you think of that? Do you think it's good that people are putting up these sort of guides to the characters?
Yeah, I think Ed did a good job. Yeah. I met him in EVO last
time. Oh, so what was it like?
Yeah, he can speak Cantonese.
Oh, okay. So he can speak Japanese, Cantonese, and English.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Damn. Speaking Japanese is a pretty important tool to have in the fighting game community.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Translate all the... Because the good info is on the PBS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on that forum.
It's like their forum, yeah.
Mm.
So you spend more time there than on SRK?
Oh, I never win SRK.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So do you follow the American scene at all?
I watched the stream once a while.
Yep.
I was watching Toxie the other day.
Oh, mm-hmm. so what was it like watching one of our Australian players on, you know, next to the Wednesday night fights people?
It's always good to watch. Good players.
Yeah,
he was using the hitbox as well, which was pretty interesting.
I saw him beat Tatsu.
Yeah. So what do you think of that?
It's really good, but I don't know much about Marvel, so...
Yeah. Speaking of Marvel, sorry we keep talking about him, but what do you think of Daigo's smack talk video to the US?
Yeah, about Marvel 3.
I got a bet with Ace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daigo gonna make top 8 at EVO.
So, are you betting against or for?
I'm Daigo fan, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Ace is betting against Daigo.
Yeah.
So, what do you think, Spider? What do you think he's gonna make top 8?
Oh, don't get me started. the Marvel thing with Daigo, I don't know. Look, I guess we'll get our first real impression of the whole thing at LA
Revelations. Yeah, is he entering Marvel there?
We don't know. I'm hoping so.
Oh, okay.
Because that's next week. We'll finally see what he can actually do in Marvel. Because Marvel's a different beast to Street Fighter. Street Fighter, you can sit there, you can turtle, you can zone.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel, you can do that. It's just, well, especially Marvel 3, you can do it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when it comes to Marvel, it's a completely different mindset to playing the game.
Okay.
And I was actually, I mean, but the thing is, though, he did really well in Darkstalkers. So he does have, you know, other, a little bit more, how can I say, obscure fighting game experience. And Darkstalkers, if you, I don't know if you watch UFGT7, but if you watch Flo and some of the other guys play Darkstalkers at a high level, it's very Marvel-ish.
Okay, fair enough.
So,
oh, speaking of that, okay, I guess we can't really talk about it, but can we talk about it? Like, have you tried Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 9. Why can't we talk about it?
Because it's...
Just because it's banned in Australia.
Hypothetically, have you played Mortal Kombat?
No.
Yeah. Don't have the game. So,
there you go.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
But I mean, what do you think of... have you watched footage of it? Do you,
do you like I saw it on stream. Look, I want to try it.
You want to try it?
Okay. Maybe more serious.
So we're going to money match you at Shadowless Showdown in MK.
Yeah, MK, yeah.
The only game I can possibly win.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, who's your favorite AV idol?
Huh? AV?
Yeah, yeah.
Rio.
Mio.
Rio. Mio. You know? Rio.
A spell? Sorry?
R-I-O.
R-I-O. Oh.
I don't know. My idol knowledge is pretty bad. You're going to have to update me on that one, Martin.
So, who's the biggest AV fanatic in Sydney?
Probably Yang.
Yang. So, who's his favorite? Who's his favorite?
What? Who's?
Who's Yang's favorite?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He used to collect the video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Just download, but don't watch it.
So then what's the point?
I don't know.
For trading.
So he collects it like trading cards or something?
No, it's for trading. If you go to like a big LAN or something, whoever has the rarest pawn gets the best access to all the other stuff that he wants to get.
Ah, I see.
It's the old computer code, man.
I see.
Yeah. If I have rare pornography, which you want, then you give me access to your stuff. It's a bartering system.
That's
why hentai and rare Asian porn is usually fetches a high price.
I see.
Or am I saying just too much?
No, it's good stuff. Like I wish I knew about this stuff earlier, so I could start collecting from a young age.
There's a reason why I have a file server.
Okay, we need to find the last question for you. We're actually almost done already.
We've basically gone through most of the...
Oh, yeah. So, how about shoutouts and...
Yeah, obviously.
Shoutouts and ranouts. Yeah. That's the one we always end out with.
Sorry?
Yeah. Do you have any shoutouts or anything you want to say?
My team, ABM. Do you know my team?
What does ABM stand for?
Yeah.
All About Money.
All
About Money,
so,
right.
Who's in ABM?
Ace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. KG.
KG.
Mon.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody.
And Cody, So who started out the team?
Huh? Sorry?
Who created the idea
I mean KG. Because we were betting before.
I see.
Like the people who bet can... Only the people who bet can join the team.
Oh.
Because it's about money.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to see a team ABM versus... Melbourne or Team ABM versus Queensland, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Or Team ABM versus Team Hori.
Are you guys going to enter the team tournament as Team ABM?
For Street Fighter? I got another team.
Once again, I'd like to thank Human Bomb for sitting down and taking the time out to sit down and do the interview with us. I cannot apologize enough that the audio stuffed up. We probably should have ran a backup recording of it just in case, but... Again, every time I tried this, and I've recorded multiple Skype conversations with this piece of software before, and it's actually never happened. So I'm not actually sure what exactly happened this time around. But the good news is we do have the full transcript on Martin's blog. Of course, that's at beingascrub.wordpress.com. As always, Martin has done fantastic work to go out and find YouTube videos of the topics that we talk about and a whole bunch of other things. So once again, thank you, Bomb. That's just about going to wrap it up for episode 14 of Don't Be a Scrub. As always, stay hungry, stay salty, and thank you for listening. What you say, what you say, what you say, what?
What you say?